From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. 70 miles west of Key West, there's a group of islands called the Dry Tortugas. The area is a national park with spectacular coral reefs, but it's best known for its biggest structure. Fort Jefferson was part of a system of coastal fortifications built in the 19th century, and after 30 years of work, it was never finished. Nancy Klinger recently went out to the fort and has the story about another 30-year-old project, though this one is nearing completion.
Fort Jefferson had more than 400 guns and a standing garrison of soldiers, but it never engaged in battle.
You know, it's funny, like people are always like, oh, but it never fired a shot, what a waste.
But that's not how Kelly Clark sees it.
I'm going, no way, it was totally successful. It did exactly what it was meant to do.
Fort Jefferson's job was to guard the Gulf of Mexico and access to the all-important Florida Straits. The fort was a deterrent to any other power trying to get at the fledgling United States and its newly expanded coastline. Clark is the cultural resources specialist at Dry Tortugas National Park, where she's worked on stabilizing the fort. She's so into her job that her friends in Key West give her a hard time about it.
When I get talking on this stuff, instead of motor mouth, they call me mortar mouth.
And there's a lot of mortar to talk about, and a lot of it is needed replacing, especially around the openings where the guns once pointed at the Gulf. Those openings were protected by iron shutters, which didn't do so well in the saltwater environment.
The iron shutters started corroding basically the day after they were put in place in 1858.
That corrosion pushed out the masonry walls around the shutters. So starting in the late 1980s, the Park Service started pulling out the iron and rebuilding the brick walls.
The early days of this work was heavy on trial and error.
And even now, with experienced masonry crews returning year after year, they have to cope with what Clark and the contractors call the fort effect.
Yeah, I mean, you could try your hardest to think of everything and get everything and have a plan.
Jared Fortin is the masonry superintendent. He's on his fifth year working at Fort Jefferson.
It just seems that always something will break that you didn't think of, or, you know, some part that almost never breaks, but it breaks out here because it's out here.
And when that happens,
nobody's running out to Home Depot. You know, it's literally a 1 to 2 day process to get something out here.
They're using the same materials as the original builders. The bricks for the lower levels are made from the same kind of clay. The cement for the mortar comes from New York State.
So we're procuring natural cement from the same exact mines that they were using in the 1840s, 50s, and 60s.
And on the fort's upper level, the bricks come from a company in Boston called Stiles and Hart. The parapet was built after the start of the Civil War, and they couldn't get the Pensacola bricks anymore. Fort Jefferson, like Key West, stayed in Union hands throughout the war. Stiles and Hart is still in business.
The original bricks up there, they still have the S&H stamp on them, and we're getting those from S&H now.
The Park Service has spent about $25 million stabilizing the fort during this 30-year project. That may seem like a lot for a park that's so remote that it's hard to visit. The only way to get here is by boat or seaplane. But the outer brick walls were literally starting to collapse into the moat, leaving the coral concrete that makes most of the fort's walls exposed. If that hadn't been stabilized,
you'd have huge sections that would have fell down.
Jared Fortin says that the intact Civil War era fort that people marvel over today would have been lost.
You might be able to see it in a picture book or something, but it would have been a big pile of bricks.
Fort Jefferson was part of a series of coastal forts built in the 1800s, but most of the others were adapted to serve new defense technologies right up to World War II, so they don't look the same.
Fort Jefferson is virtually unaltered from its 19th century state, so we are one of the most important records of that point in time, and I think that's worth preserving.
The stabilization work on the fort is expected to be wrapped up sometime next year. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinger.
To see photos of Fort Jefferson and the work that's taking place there, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.